From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. State lawmakers have elected new leadership following this Tuesday's election. As Benza Berklin reports, all but one caucus leader will be new to the position.
Senate Republicans selected Kevin Grantham of Canyon City as the next Senate president. The well-liked and laid-back lawmaker had previously served on the Joint Budget Committee, where he worked with Democrats to help pass a balanced budget. He'll lead the chamber with a narrow one-seat majority.
We're trying to pass a budget in difficult economic times, get some positive things done for Colorado when it comes to certain policies such as construction defects, transportation. You know, we got to find a way to fund transportation infrastructure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats selected Chrisanta Duran as the next Speaker of the House. She'll be the first Latina to take on that role and enjoys a wider majority post-election. House Republicans elected Patrick Neville as their new minority leader. He's seen as one of the strongest conservatives in the chamber. Senator Lucia Guzman will remain as the Democratic minority leader. I'm Benta Berklin at the State Capitol.
Utility rates will go up in Colorado Springs beginning in January. City Council voted 8-1 Tuesday to approve the new rates, with Councilwoman Helen Collins dissenting. The vote raises base rates for water and wastewater services, but not electricity or natural gas for residents. The typical residential bill will see an increase of about $2.84 per month, according to Colorado Springs Utilities. The increase will help pay for improvements to the city's water infrastructure. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.